Although Governor Patrick has signed a casino agreement with the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe, an actual casino in Taunton may be a long way off. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has been following this story, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, Kurt, where could this deal, first of all, go possibly wrong?
Well, it's easy to see a really big stumbling block when you actually look at the gaming compact, which we first got to read through yesterday. And under the deal, the state is promising to lobby federal regulators. Yesterday, when the governor signed the compact, he said that he'd already picked up the phone to Washington to call the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Just to let them know that we had reached agreement on the terms and that the compact would be coming. And I'm going to be working with the tribe to try to get prompt resolution in the Department of Interior and in the Bureau.
And the reason he's on the phone to D.C. is because officials down there are looking at an application the tribe has filed. They bought land in Taunton, the tribe, but the feds have to designate it tribal land first, and that's really the giant stumbling block.
So if the tribe wants it, state wants it, city of Taunton wants it, why wouldn't the feds just give the tribe the go-ahead?
Ironically, the answer is about 10 miles down Route 44 from Taunton, and that's the state of Rhode Island. There was a case there that went to the Supreme Court, and the court ruled that tribes cannot make land tribal outside of their former reservation if they weren't tribes back in 1934 when this certain law was passed. And you remember the Mashpee only became federally recognized as a tribe official only a few years ago. So thanks to Rhode Island, right now the Mashpee can't turn that land in Taunton into tribal land, which means they can't build a casino on it. I spoke with Gabe Galanda. He's an expert in tribal law.
I think the situation they're in is tragic. The state and local support of the tribe certainly does not hurt them, but the Secretary of Interior remains without legal authority to take that land into trust.
Well, Kurt, that sounds pretty definitive. So why is the state working out a gambling deal with a tribe that doesn't have a chance of building a casino?
They must be thinking that there's another way. And some members of Congress, some members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation have been pushing for legislation to update that law from 1934. Doesn't look like that's going to happen because there are a lot of tribes around the country trying to build casinos far away from their reservations, closer to population centers. Congress isn't going to go there, it doesn't look like. But there's also a little bit of wiggle room in the Supreme Court ruling, and the Department of the Interior is working on a legal opinion that might open the door. Of course, that's the sort of thing that's probably going to get challenged in court if it does go through.
Mm-hmm. So what happens, Kurt, if this drags on for years? And then, of course, we have other parts of the state competing for a casino project.
Well, the Gaming Commission here has the discretion to say, you know, it's just taking too long. It doesn't look like this is going to happen. We need to solicit bids from non-tribal developers. But the way that the state legislature and the Patrick administration have given the tribe preference in getting casino, they seem optimistic it's not going to get to that point.
All right. Kurt, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
WBUR's Kurt Nickisch.